It's a beautiful world we live in. A sweet romantic place. Beautiful people everywhere.
Hello everyone, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, and good night. It's the Fakeologist Show. It's Wednesday, January the 14th, 2026, and we are broadcasting live on DLive, X, FakeoTube, YouTube, and I'm just trying to get the Substack live stream started. Yeah, Substack. Who would ever thought Substack would be in the broadcast business, but we're going to try and get it going here today because Substack has some interesting features. Apparently, it will take this video, whenever it processes it, and make YouTube shorts. And it also creates a transcription, which I'm not quite sure what to do with right now, but I could probably throw it into AI, LLM, and get it to summarize the show. So we'll try and say something profound, and then I'll try and get it summarized, and then maybe I'll post the summary in on the blog, or I'll post it somewhere, really. So if you want to go to fakeologist.substack.com, you probably can watch this show. I can't really find it right now. I don't know if it... I think it's live over there. I can't see the chat over there. But anyway, we're all over the place. So we're on all these different platforms. So make sure you share it out. Most of you guys are on YouTube because people love YouTube. And let's just say hi. We're going to take some phone calls. We're going to talk to Jim Rizzoli. We're going to talk to Fake Nukes Phil. And we got Lucas in the studio. And we're going to all do it within about an hour. So get your questions in. Get whatever you want to talk about. And let's say hi first to Fake Nukes Phil. Fake Nukes Phil, hello.
Greetings. Glad to be here. Hi, right. Jim. Hi, Lucas. Hi, Fakeologist.
Mm-hmm. Hi there.
Good evening.
What is going on in Fake Nukes Phil's fake world, by the way?
I'm trying to just get through this fake world, you know.
Yeah.
All by myself, you know, just one day at a time, just getting through this fake world and, you know, just trudging along. So, you know, we got...
You got a lot of stuff on your page. You've...
Last week that I forget who it was, William from Arizona called in about that video from that showed the ICE shooting in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And that turned out to be the news of the week, you know, as far as down here goes in the States.
Yeah.
Because they've been talking about it all week long. Her name was Renee Good, and she got shot by the ICE agents. And it's been a big, huge debate down here. And I think as we were watching that video last week, I noticed that there was no blood. Because they carried her down the sidewalk for some inexplicable reason.
And yeah, because that's what you do with a nearly dead person.
And they did CPR on her, but there is no trail of blood anywhere, you know. And they've only shown us one picture of a bloody headrest where supposedly the bullet he shot her in the face, and the bullet exited out through the back of her head. And so, but the blood on the headrest doesn't look like an exit wound from a bullet. It looks like it was applied there with a sponge, in my opinion. And but there's been nothing else that they've shown us. They showed us a glove box that had a whole bunch of stuffed animals in it. But, you know, that doesn't prove anything. And, you know, they always show us stuff like that. That doesn't prove anything. But so, again, my first question is, did anybody even get hurt in this event? That's always the first question. And so far, with the evidence that what they've shown us, I'm not convinced that anyone was even hurt. I believe it was another ICE stunt, and ICE was involved in it. ICE pretended to shoot someone in the car, and but so that's what it is. And so most people down here are not seeing it that way. Unlike Charlie Kirk, where there was a large contingent of people who thought that he faked it, Down here, there's nobody thinking that Rene Good faked it. And it's like,
they
the
believe
same
it.
Thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. It's like, okay, so you think one guy faked it, but you, and so that's the same contingency that thinks that Donald Trump faked it with his ear. And so it's like, okay, so you think Trump faked it, you think Charlie Kirk faked it, but no way did Rene Good fake it. It's like, people need to really start looking critically at these shootings. And whenever it makes national news immediately, they've been doing these fake shooting things for a long time. And people just, it's one thing that people just can't wrap their head around. It's like, they would not lie to us this way. It's like, yes, they would lie to us this way. And in fact, I can even, if you want to start a long conversation, I can go all the way back to the Lincoln assassination. I could say how that was fake. And so, you know, so yes, people, they do lie to us this way. And it's just something that a lot of people just can't get around. I can see it.
It's the way they do business.
Yeah. But
business model.
Most normal people, I guess I'm not normal, but most normal people can't see it. I don't know if they're normal though. They're just people that watch the news and just ingest and believe what they see.
All right. Okay. Let's catch up with. Thank you, Phil. Let's get over to Jim Rizzoli and find out what he's up to and has been up this week. We'll go back.
Not much has been going on, but I put E. Michael Jones. I thought he did pretty good, but the problem with E. Michael Jones is he wants to replace the Jews' chosen people status with the Catholics. That's where he's going. All right. In other words, he might complain about the church and complain about something. Remember, the church hates him because he talks about the Holocaust, right? You know, they promote it. So he's against it, but yet he promotes the church. And it's ironic, you know, because they hate him. And yet he wants everybody to become Catholic. So anyway, but he does a good job exposing the Jew. I got to give him credit for that, you know.
You're a big fan of his. You post a lot of his work. I personally never heard of him before you brought him to your channel. But I guess he's very big in the Catholic world, I guess.
Well, yeah, the Catholics are big on him. And, you know, I probably have lost some followers because I criticize the Catholic Church. But, you know, I just, you know, tell you the truth. The thing with E. Michael Jones that I have a real big issue with him is this. He believes that during the war, Dachau was where the Catholic priests were put in.
Yeah.
Okay. For whatever reason he thinks. I think he thinks just because they were against the war, and they were put in Dachau. And I don't believe that. Because Hitler had a good relationship with the Pope and with the papacy. And he had an agreement like, we'll stay out of your business if you stay out of our business. So it doesn't make sense to me that Hitler would be putting Catholic priests in prison or in Dachau, you know, there, because they were priests. I think they were put in prison there because they had communist leanings. That's right. Why I think they were there. Not because they were Catholic priests who didn't agree with the war. No, I don't think so at all. But he's big on that, you know.
And that's kind of why they put the Jews in camps, the same reason. They
assumed
they were all communists.
Well, pretty much. I mean, at least they couldn't be trusted. Okay, that's the thing. So Hitler had to do something with them, you know, because what are you going to do with them? You can't let these people run around, you know, outside because they're going to get involved with the partisan movement, which is basically civilian people taking upon themselves.
Well, not all Jews, because remember, some Jews are actually in the hierarchy of the SS.
Yeah.
And I think Hitler had 150,000 Jewish troops in the
but doesn't Weimar. that speaks to what we're saying though.
So, he wasn't
anti-Jewish, he was anti-communist.
Communist. Yeah.
And so the Jews, there just happened to be a lot of commies that were Jews because communism is a Jewish invention. I mean, Karl Marx was a Jew, and
actually, I think it was a British / Jesuit invention, but I know that's the common thing you guys do say that it was.
I think that could be true too.
Yes, I think it's been. I know there's a big Jewish contingency
in England, and you know, there's swarming with them.
But it doesn't even have to be the Jewish contingent; it could just be the peerage. Hold on, we got a caller in her. Hey, caller,
I got something to say about that too when we get a chance. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, we'll call you. Yeah, it's okay to interrupt. You can be next, Lucas. Let's just find out who's calling and where are they calling from.
This is Willard from Florida.
Hey, Willard from Florida. How you been?
Hey. Last week when you all looked at that video I mentioned about the woman being shot, that really was like, it was like the first time I had really looked at one of these ICE videos that Phil don't talk about.
Yeah.
So yesterday, there was one posted on the New York Post that it was called ICE agent smashes window. If you could pull that one up.
ICE agent smashes window, was in New York City at the New York Post?
Right. Yeah. It was the New York Post, but they posted it, but it was in Minneapolis, was where the incident took place.
Oh, okay. So it's still in Minneapolis.
Yeah. And what happened was I listened to Jim when he talked about ICE on his post that you did, Ab, and after listening to Phil, and then I just came up on my YouTube feed and I opened it, and looking at it after what you guys told me, if y'all could just take a look at it and comment on it, because there's these things going on there that, like Jim said, you know, what is it?
What's it say right there? It says ICE agent. Wait, ICE agent who shot Renee Good suffered internal bleeding.
So this is another headline. ICE agent. What is it? Okay. ICE agent. What? ICE agent.
This is the guy that shot her, and they're saying. I thought it said that Renee suffered internal bleeding, and I was thinking that's how they're going to explain the lack of blood is because she bled all inside.
Oh, it's because she hit him with the car. It says. Sorry. What's the title? ICE agent. Yeah. What?
ICE agent who shot Renee Good suffered internal bleeding.
Willard, what's the title?
ICE agent smashes window.
Okay, so you want us to evaluate that one?
Yeah, I've uploaded dozens of videos that show these ICE agents smashing car windows. They've got this magic tool that if they just kind of tap it on your window, it makes the whole window shatter.
Oh, this one. This is Border Patrol agent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, we're getting status. Yeah, this is freaking out the whole world. They're worried that if they go down to the U.S., this is going to happen to them, no matter where they're from, because they keep promoting it's American citizens, too.
See, look, it's a magic tool that just automatically makes the glass shatter.
Well, that actually might be some electronic thing. I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure that's because I know when you're you can get a tool with just a little point on it.
But you know, electric
windows and you're underwater, you can smash it and it'll break the window. I don't know if that's real or not.
Well, here's the deal: if you're going to, they're at a gas station, a speedway, and they're making it as conspicuous as possible. Instead of breaking the window, you would simply follow the guy to his work and, you know, you would do it quietly.
I don't know about that. If I got six guys, I'm bashing them out. This is U.S. Border Patrol. Wow. They got everybody.
Yeah. Here. So the Border Patrol looks like they've been in cahoots with ICE here. And so, but they're all federal agents. And so this is the thing that, these people are going to federal court. They're suing ICE, and they're going. There's a whole different judicial system. There's a whole different set of laws for these federal agents, which makes it so easy for them to just make anything up as they go along. And so they could bring in these federal agents, and then they can use local law enforcement to seal off the area around the event for traffic control. And these federal agents can just do whatever they want, but they're just filming a show. They're just
So you don't think this is real? Because this is what Willard wants you to evaluate. What do you think?
No, Willard, and I appreciate you bringing that attention to last week, because that Renee Good ended up being the big story of the week. But no, that I don't believe Renee Good was shot. I don't believe that any. I believe that they're pretending to arrest someone here, but he's not going to a detention. Oh, is that Bodine? And whenever Bodine is on scene, you know it's fake. And he's Bodine? He's the general assembly. He's the grand wizard of the ICE department. Okay. I guess I'll call him the grand wizard. Okay. Oh, okay. And and whenever he's on,
still Bodine, trying to get this out of the guy out of the car. Boy, they're having a hard time.
Yeah.
They maybe need another 20 guys. Hey, let's Lucas, what did you want to say?
Well, it was more in relation to the World War II stuff. I don't want to take the steam out of this story, but hey, Phil, I don't know if you heard that guy Silas Speaks that was on, maybe it was a month ago, but he shares your view about these guys are out there to just make any kind of immigration enforcement look bad. And so that way, you know, they could just keep piling on the mass immigration without restrictions.
Okay, what's his name? Silas?
Silas Speaks.
Silas Speaks. Silas.
Oh, does he have a channel?
Yes.
Yeah, he's on YouTube. I think he's on probably some other, you know, BitChute and all those other ones.
I'll look up Silas Speaks.
And what was he talking about?
Well, he also
they just
a stage show.
It's there to make anybody that wants restrictions on immigration look like a tyrannical psychopath.
Yes. They say Gestapo agents, but I'll say Stasi agents.
exactly.
Okay, they like to say Gestapo all the time.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's his channel.
Well, that's his BitChute, but he hasn't uploaded there recently. So you're saying there's a recent video?
It's his YouTube channel is I don't think he censors many videos on there. I don't think he selectively puts them up.
So what are we supposed to look for?
It's not worth pulling. I mean, it's a good video, but it's, he does like 2 hour long videos. He brought up that point. I was bringing up, you had a previous guest on that made a similar point that Phil's making.
Okay. All right.
But, if you guys are talking about the Renee Good thing, besides the obvious 33 code with the 33rd Street and the ICE agent had 33 stitches. And I mean, that's the obvious stuff. But then I thought it was funny. I think you had it on your channel, Phil. They brought Jesse Ventura back out.
Yeah.
the wrestler. Oh, yeah. they have a fake fighter.
I got
a fake fighter and an actor. Sorry, go ahead.
I have a soft spot for Jesse because he was one of the first guys talking about 9/11. That's where I
Now we can re-examine what Jesse was actually doing back in those days, because obviously he's a partisan shill, and so he drew attention to the inconsistencies of 9/11. But it was
you want to know something? I'll give you a quote. We're a third world country now.
Wow.
You want to know why?
No,
I'm an expert. I've been to them. I spent 17 months in Southeast Asia while the draft dodger was playing golf. Right? You know how I know
they're all draft dodgers. See, he's a partisan.
Because in third world countries, they have the military doing their police work in the cities when you walk around. I was in the Philippines the day Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law and went under dictatorship. We went from nobody to a guy with a machine gun on every corner. That's what happens in a dictatorship. In comes the military. That's what's happening here. And people better wake up to it. You want to read something? Then read your history of Germany and start comparing the tactics that happened in 1930s Germany to what's happening here.
See, there you go. Wow.
No comparison.
Yeah, when you don't have a correct understanding of World War II, then you become Jesse Ventura. You become a partisan hack. Yeah. And the reason why he was exposing 9/11 in the beginning is because he wanted everybody to hate, because he wanted everybody to think that Bush killed 3,000 people that day. Well, it's like, well, wait, what if they faked it all? What if it was all just a Hollywood show? you know, and then that means it had been planned long before Bush, and Bush was just another actor on the scene. And, you know, and see, that's his role, is to get us to think that people died that day, and that there were no crisis actors, and that all these family members were shedding real tears in the interviews and the days after. Oh, those are real tears that you're seeing. It's like, well, no, those aren't actually real tears. And so that's Jesse's job, is to make sure that we don't focus in on the crisis actors and the fact that it was all staged.
Yeah, he's the controlled opposition. Absolutely, for sure. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And he was arrested. Like, they have a guy that used to fake fight, who was also an actor, come out and be like, hey, guys, this is real. Trust me. Well, they have a guy that's there. He sells fake stories. Yeah, is real, you know, like that's his whole job.
And he was gubernator of Minnesota for a while. Don't forget that.
Yeah. With his also, I wanted to ask Phil, because you've been from California, or you lived there your whole life, right?
Yeah.
When Arnold, because his fellow Predator co-star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was the governor, did you notice as much fakery back then, or?
You know, I wasn't, no, I was, I'm a late bloomer to the fakery. And so I thought he was I thought he was being held back by the Democrats back in those days. But of course, now I know it doesn't matter what you are in California, Democrat or Republican, you're all just letting in immigration. I mean, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger ended up having a Mexican son. And so, you know, he was all,
the real story, the maid story.
I think so, because
that kid looks a lot like him,
because his son, looks like him. And so it's like, well, that kind of looks like Arnold. So it's like, maybe it's real, you know,
those guys that are on, steroids too, they'll bang anything, man.
I don't believe he was ever
hitting on the hired help is as low as you can go, though. Let's be honest. I mean, that's,
just, oh yeah.
Talk about, well, about a captured audience. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's
well, those two guys too, Schwarzenegger and Ventura, I thought they were the first, but I forget, you know, it precedes my generation, but yeah, Ronald Reagan was the,
B actor. Yeah.
And then, I think Clint Eastwood had some kind of position out there too. So they've been having these actors.
Carmel, yeah. Well,
in California, if you have acting experience, well, that's a plus if you're going to go into politics.
Well, you can get both.
No kidding.
You can get both. Yeah. It's a popularity contest, boy.
Yeah, you know, back in those days, I was a big Reagan fan. I thought he made us, but you know, it wasn't until later on when I realized how how the game is. And I'll say again that the Ronald Reagan shooting was also fake. I mean, like I said, we could have a long conversation about all the fake shootings in this country. And so I try to have that long conversation on my channel. I put forth these stories, you know, an inch at a time, one story at a time. Just to try to let my audience know that this has been going on for over 100 years.
There's supposed to be a documentary out, I think, on James Garfield.
Yeah,
was assassinated too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Right. And the strange, well, of course, then... We have no pictures, but of course, and we would expect
that
to have
in the mid-1800s.
I think what they did was they kept the skull, the head of the assassin, and they got it in a jar right now. And so if you go to this, it's in the National Archives. If you go, they've got the head of a Garfield's assassin in a jar right now.
Really?
Which is very weird. Yeah. And
apparently, death by lightning is the first.
McKinley. The McKinley's assassin was killed by the electric chair.
It's this here. If you want it, there's a so-called factual documentary style treatment called Murder of a President, and that was from PBS in 2016. And apparently, something is more updated, more dramatic. It says death by lightning. So that's out, I guess, as well.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I guess. All right. Well, that's something for Phil to look into. But you're saying that assassin's head is...
Yeah, these shootings. And then, of course, we'll get to the JFK. And I will agree with Miles Mathis on his assessment of JFK. I don't think he brings up all the points, but he brings up enough points to prove that it was fake. And so, I agree with Miles Mathis and his take on the JFK fake assassination. And
don't forget John Wilkes Booth was an actor.
Yes, and John Wilkes Booth was an actor. Yeah,
on the stage.
I know, we can go all the way back. And so here we go now with this Renee Good. And it's a, and it's they've got so many camera angles. I see people on social media say, "How could it be fake? They've got all these different camera angles." I think that's exactly why it's fake. It's because they had their film crew there to get all these different angles. And you know, they're all holding their cell phones, but they're still a film crew. And you don't see anybody dead. Okay, you see a car get charged into a telephone pole, but you don't see anybody dead. They take her out of the car and they carry her, but there's no blood trailing behind her. And so,
by the way, I just got an email, just came in from Macaria, a listener, and he said, "Hello, Mr. Dr. Fakeologist. I'm always in appreciation of your huge and continuing contributions to the fakeology scene and your contributions to the fakeology lexicon, like the words fakeology and fakeologist, for example. I consider myself a fakeologist who conducts fakeology. These are really the best words for this. Anyway, last night I started my very own YouTube channel. You are hereby invited the exclusive privilege to be the first to watch it." And he says here it's about AI and Bondi. So why don't we all watch it together? What the heck?
Okay, the Bondi Beach shooting?
Yeah, the Master of Melancholia. Let's see. Let's check him out.
Okay.
Let's see if you agree. Okay, so what's he watching
with
here?
Technology improving so quickly, it's getting harder and harder to take things at face value.
The best thing that people can do is to question the sources. Look at where this video is from. If it has a news watermark or something like that on it, then go to the original source and see if you can find the video. It relies on people taking a more active role in their social media consumption.
So is he saying that was... So that was fake?
Contains content.
He's just slowing it down.
Chaotic.
Is he saying that some of this is AI?
The next.
Maybe he's saying this part is fake?
The next.
Well, I see something blurred out there on the bridge. But there.
The next.
Well, the one AI thing that I'm familiar with from this event is when Aaron Ostrovsky was getting his face painted, and I believe it was him that released it into the internet. He blames it on this other account that was on X, but it's like he got that picture from you. You released this onto the internet, and they let it float around for like 3 days, and they let people grab onto this image and use it on their channels. And then after 3 days, they go, "Oh, you guys got fooled. That's an AI image."
He's saying the long arm of the law. He said the arm was bending or something here. Did we see that?
Oh, is that what he's saying? Yeah, it could be. I mean, but I.
The next.
Is it this arm here? This thing here?
The next.
Yeah, that's the only arm I see outstretched. And.
The next.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. So this guy's arm is a little too long, isn't it? Here's one arm and here's the other. The left
arm. Yeah, I don't know. That's a judgment call. I think if he outstretched his other arm, it might be about the same length.
Okay, well, it looks pretty long, actually.
But he also could be tilting his body that direction.
Let's look at it proportionally, though.
Yeah.
That one's really long. Okay. It's as long as this guy's from his head to his backside. See that? That's pretty
long. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, that could be, but that's the... Well, if that is AI, well, then that's the actual footage that CNN used, that CBS News move. The mainstream media use this footage. And so they're the ones who got fooled by the AI, not us. And so if this is AI, well, then it doesn't go to prove anybody's point. And so,
well, good effort, Master Melancholia. Hey, Willard, do you got any more questions before we wrap it up or before we hang up?
Yeah, just one last point. in that first video, I saw that Bogino guy, and he was the commander of the ICE operations in the video yeah. just showed. I saw him again, and what struck me about Phil's work is I went to his site, and he has a video in Louisiana of this Bogino guy.
Oh, yeah.
And the sound is the same. The whistling is using the same words, calling him. It's almost like a soundtrack.
Yes.
He could talk.
You're a good noticer. Yeah, this Bogino guy is he's the Grand Wizard of ICE. And whenever he's on scene, it's always fake.
Where is that? Is that a video here?
Yeah, so it's a couple weeks back. Yeah, when he was in Louisiana, because he's moved since to Minneapolis now. But he was in Louisiana, I think, a couple weeks back. But it was all the same. It was and the people filming were saying and doing the same things. Whenever these ICE agents are getting filmed, the people filming are following the same script. And that's what people really need to pay attention to, that, because it's all a controlled scene. The ICE agents and the people filming them are all in cahoots, and it's all just it's a production agency. It's
well, we got another caller in there on the streamer here. Eric is in the stream tonight. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Eric. Entered the studio.
Eric's in the studio. You can unmute if you want or talk, whatever. Lucas, you got
maybe he's having trouble with his microphone.
Lucas, you got something else you sent me? The faker is back.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, click that link first. Do you remember Omar Jimenez from George Floyd riots?
Which link?
The CNN one.
Oh, do the CNN first. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Omar Jimenez from the George Floyd riots where he
he's running around.
Yeah, he's running scared, but if you remember George Floyd, he got quote-unquote arrested on air, and it was the fakest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, is he the Minneapolis correspondent?
I guess so, yeah.
So he was, yeah, I think I played this. He was inserting himself into the story.
Okay, I don't know if anyone's seen that, but yeah, I just remember him from the George Floyd thing. It was the fakest thing. Like, these actors came up and arrested him.
I thought he was running away.
He started. No, that's this one. This one, he's running away from the Renee Good situation. Yeah. But back in the George Floyd days, he got quote unquote arrested on air.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. The CNN reporter that got arrested on air. I think I remember that.
So he's back for the next PSYOP.
Yeah. Yeah, who's the guy in orange? Is that him? Because the orange is the dead giveaway, of course. Something's
He's like he kind of looks like a black guy, but he's got kind of a Hispanic name.
Okay. Yeah, they do have his handcuffs in the back, which is and usually they put them in the front when it's a fake arrest. But maybe they're looking. I'm sure those handcuffs came right off as soon as the camera stopped rolling, and. But we've seen that this act many times.
Okay. And let's let Jim bring up a topic if he wants. Jim, what else you got? What do you think of all this?
I don't get involved with it because it's all nonsense. You guys make a big deal about it. We
make a show out of it.
No, I know, but it's all just stupid because it's all fake, like you say.
It's fake.
And you don't have to.
But real people are making real actions on it.
I don't care about real people. Let them think. They can think what they want to think. But it's like if you go along and playing the game of making it all known, you're going along with it too. You say so. In other words, you just go. The best way to deal with these people, you just ignore them.
But we wouldn't have a show then. Hey, we got a caller in her from the 612. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Rick in
Arizona. Rick in Arizona again. Okay. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, I just want to make the comment.
Okay.
That if a Iraqi soldier or an Afghanistan soldier smoked that woman in that fashion, he'd be fried. His career would be over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were a soldier, an IDF soldier on the West Bank, and you did that, and the UN found out about it, you could get in trouble too. Now, what is your guys' verdict on this, fake or real?
Which one? What are we talking about?
What do you think we're talking about?
Well, like even with IDF. See, the IDF.
No,
wait, also-
no, which one are you talking about? The Minnesota one?
Yeah.
Okay, we've already said it was fake, but okay, we'll say it again. Yeah. I'll say it's fake.
Fake. Yeah, and that's the reason why he's not being arrested. And that's the reason why those IDF soldiers never get arrested. I mean, they go on camera and they laugh about how they've shot so many old men that were surrendering. And then they laugh about how they shot them in the head. And they're on camera and they never get arrested. And that's because they're just acting. See, you can say whatever you want in a movie and you're not going to get arrested for it. And so that's why the UN never comes down on Israel. Is because it's not against the law. It's not against international law to film a movie in Gaza. You can film a movie there. If people want to choose to believe it, well, then that's their fault.
Okay. I got one more question before I go. Have any of you seen this footage of this woman, the girl in Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
hit that ICE agent with her car?
No.
I heard
about
this video, but have you guys seen the video?
No, yeah,
I haven't. No,
I've seen it. Yeah, it looks like it doesn't look like she was trying to kill him with her car. But you see that they did that on purpose so that it's ambiguous on both sides, so that both sides can have some kind of an arguing point. You know,
they love the gray area.
Yeah,
thank you, Rick from Arizona. Thank you very much.
Hold time 26 seconds.
Another caller, and where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, fakeologist. Hey, fake Nick. Hey, Jim. This is Jay from Texas. How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Jay from Texas.
We're good, Jay. What's happening in Texas?
So it's nothing really in South Texas. It's the same old, but in North Texas, there's a lot of business going on, rustle and bustling going on up there. Like with all the ICE stuff, because that's where all the Border Patrol, they've been taken from here and shot up there.
Oh, yeah. They moved up north.
Yeah, that's wild to me, though, because, like, there was, like, some legal thing that where Border Patrol only has jurisdiction 200 miles from the border, because we would always have to deal with that going – I would have to always deal with that going down south.
Okay.
You pass checkpoints coming back up to my city, and they ask you, are you an American citizen? Da, 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 da. It's wild because some people didn't like that because, like, I don't know, like, because, like, you're born here, you know, and you kind of get – But I was going to ask Phil and even Jim and even you, like, do you think this could be like another setup? Because, you know, you have the potential war on the horizon and then an economical crisis, like for like another COVID style. Because Phil, you said, because you're right, they have their own they have their own legal stuff and everything. The ICE.
Yeah, at the federal level. Yeah.
That was the same with the COVID policies, right?
Yeah.
They had their own little thing and everything. And I wonder, because it's funny how you saw Jesse Ventura and you brought up the whole 9/11 thing. When before we went into Iraq, the justification for going in there, Netanyahu went to talk to Congress about it. But it was real interesting when he was talking about that, because in 2002, there was an anthrax attack. You remember that?
Yes.
And Netanyahu was a big pusher.
An alleged attack.
Yeah, like a fake anthrax attack. But he was a big pusher of trying to convince our Congress that Israel was a big thing on, like, if you needed to vaccinate people, we are a good test subject for that because we have the capability of doing it and this and that. And that was back in 2002. And then when COVID happened, they were the main ones who got like multiple vaccines, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you see that same thing coming out here? Like, again, did you see it like another push for that? Because it was Trump during his presidency. Could you see people falling for that if there was like a fake war and a fake economic crash?
Everything's on the table. I think they're doing something over in Iran right now. And I uploaded a video today about how a lot of the stuff coming from Iran is AI.
Well, the biggest thing is that one I read, I talk to every day. He thinks that 5,000 to 10,000 people have been killed. What's your take on?
They're saying 20,000 people are dead.
Now we're at 20,000. Wow.
Yeah, which is just crazy.
And we're having executions as well,
which cannot be confirmed by anybody. And so they're showing us these black body bags, which doesn't prove anything to me. I'm sorry.
So this is more theater of war.
Yes, black body bags prove nothing to me.
Did you hear Trump telling the Iranian people to do a Jan 6?
No, I did not.
Hey, he said he needed to go take over your parliament buildings and everything. I just see like that. You could tell like ever since I've been listening to this.
Hey, look, there's a trailer to load the bodies. I hope it's a refrigerator one.
The fakery is a lot more. You can see it.
So the fakery is in Iran too, is what we're saying. Is that right, Phil?
Oh yeah, Iran's been in on it all along. Yeah. And so
they're not killing people over there.
I don't think so. And according to that one video I uploaded, we're all of the information we're getting from Iran. 9/11
girl screaming.
It comes from Elon Musk. Elon Musk Starlink is the only thing that's providing the connection for these people to upload their videos. And so there you have it. I mean, for one thing, and a lot of times they put in these aspects, these little details that are target, you know, our group, you know, the fakeologist group, because we know that Elon Musk is not sending anything into outer space.
What about these crowds? You think this is real?
She goes on to explain how she thinks that these could just be multiplied. How
is
they
this the France 24 where they evaluate?
I
real
think it is a French channel.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. Is it on your playlist? Because that's all they do is real or fake.
Okay.
They're almost like the French mainstream media version.
I couldn't say that she was wrong. It's just
truth or fake.
Okay. She just reported that Starlink was uploading all the information we're getting. And I thought, well, are you going to stick with that? Because that's a whopper. Because if Starlink is our only link into Iran, well, then we can't trust anything that's going on.
Pro-monarchist chants praising. That's true. That's true. Just like with how do you really believe that Trump is sick or not? How they're trying to set us up for that type of thing? Because that's why I see another fake sickness connection is like Trump getting sick, and then he somehow gets really really sick and in the hospital or passes, and them saying it was like a anthrax or like a chemical. You know what I'm trying to say? And then you have Netanyahu still there. And the more stuff is foaming up in the Middle East. I mean, that could be a good tie-in to get everybody vaccinated.
Not getting me vaccinated. Here is this channel here. It's called, you should bookmark this, Phil. Truth or fake on France24.com. I'm not saying go here for your truth, but this is the mainstream media version of you and me, I guess. So they're trying to gatekeep.
Yeah, I caught that one video she made. And, I mean, at least she tells us that we should be skeptical of the videos that are coming out of Iran.
But she's blaming it because it's Elon. Is that right?
She's not saying that Elon is a bad guy. I just don't believe that Elon has a Starlink. I don't believe you can upload videos to a satellite. I just don't believe that. And
demonstrate against the theocratic government amidst an internet blackout. And
I'm with you on that.
Amidst those protests, the government has also called
Phil,
on its supporters to take to the streets
Iran
as well in a show of loyalty. But
yet they tell us Iran doesn't know how to, like, our technologies. We are, so you're right on that. There is probably nothing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and so why haven't they asked this same question over in Gaza when the Palestinians were uploading all these videos? It's like, well, how are the Palestinians uploading these videos? Because they haven't come out to say that they're using Starlink to do that. But they are saying it with Iran. They're saying, "Oh, the Iranians are using Starlink to get around the because the Iranians have supposedly shut down all the internet in the country, and so to get around that, they're going with Starlink." And it's like, well, I mean, wouldn't that be the same thing as over in Gaza? And
yeah, because that's what Israel said. They said we shut down all the internet.
And yeah, well, no, I from what I can see, they got free flowing internet in Gaza. In fact, I mean, they're letting the videos out like by the thousands each week.
And so, yeah, they're keeping you busy.
Yeah. So.
They're helping with donations.
Donations. Yeah.
User on social media.
So look at that. They got this continuous flag going down the middle. So they're saying that's AI. That's funny.
Now we're hearing people talk about World War III right now. I've been watching other channels. They've been talking about World War III. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we can't trust anything coming from Iran.
World War III is going to start in Greenland.
That's
gonna be fighting over a bunch of seal blubber,
right?
Yeah,
that'd be just the most ridiculous one right there.
Sorry, Willard, were you trying to say something? Willard,
no, I'm listening.
Okay, do you want to
still here?
You got any more comments, or I'll let you listen back on the stream then.
No, I'm good. I'm just enjoying listening to y'all. Thanks for taking my call and answering the question.
Yeah, thanks for the Renee Good video last week, Willard. That was a good catch. It ended up being a big find.
You're welcome.
Keep it up, Willard. Keep sending it. Phil at fakeologist.com. I'm at fakeologist.com. Send your tips. Thank you.
Yeah.
There goes Willard. Willard's from Florida. Jay's from Texas.
Hey, Thank you, also Fakeologist and Phil and Jim. Y'all take it easy. I gotta go too. You have a good evening.
All right, okay. Dennis Crawford's trying to be funny about fake nukes and Lynn. You better get a better joke writer there, Dennis.
Oh Crawford. Yeah, that's not
really that funny.
That's Ace 80.
Oh Ace
80. He's always trying to push the rumor that me and Lynn have a romance going on.
And established live. Well, I'll let Les Luthor can come on anytime
Hold
he wants.
Time, 26 seconds.
All right. I'm not going to play your music tonight because we're kind of tight on time, John, but go ahead.
Okay. That Renee Good, she's gay supposedly too, right?
Yes.
Well, that's what her wife says.
Yeah. It's fake and gay, like the young people say.
Yeah.
I think they're putting that in our faces too.
Well, and, yeah, she's just as marginalized as can be, right? Three children. Yeah. Hopefully, there's not Somali children. She could get money if they were. And she's gay, and she's probably a disabled veteran, etc.
Yes, and Sarah Good, her cousin was in the Manson family.
Oh, really?
And then there's a Good, I can't remember her name, that was at the Salem witch trials, too.
Wow, are you saying you're overusing the word good?
I think they're using that on purpose, and I think that family is a family of long-term actors.
Yes.
Another thing, too, Facebook right now is coming out with a bunch of groups that are anti-vaccine, vaccine-free dating, died suddenly, and other things.
Wait, the died suddenly thing, we were doing that in 2020. We were doing that.
It wasn't on Facebook, was it?
Yes, it was. They kept closing the group. Actually, I was trying to do a simulcast on Facebook at the time, but they kept killing the stream. So that was an actual group. That was...
Yeah, I know. It's come back, though. It's a big group right now.
All right. Well, it's not died suddenly if it's 20 years or 5 years later. It's died 5 years later. Now they should rename it.
Yeah, but they're using the died suddenly.
Okay. Well, that thing kept getting...
Tons of them.
Yeah.
Anti-vaccine, unvaxxed dating sites.
Well, that was that. We interviewed those girls. They're from Hawaii. Their site was called Uninjected. It was funny.
Jab too. There's another group called that.
Well, there's no way to prove it, though.
Yeah, there's all sorts of those groups popping up. And I just thought that the fact that Renee Good was gay and fake was really something that they were throwing in our faces.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Hey, John, you've seen some ICE arrests in your neighborhood, like in the downtown area. And
I saw an ICE arrest a few years back, and I believe it was legitimate. And then I was told of one that happened pretty recently, and they pulled a big truck that a guy had, and they pulled it over into a parking lot, and then they came with a tow truck later, and people being his children had a protest down at Memorial Park, about a half mile from where I lived, and it made the news. But I think that was truly a legitimate ICE raid.
Okay, yeah, that's the Border Patrol. They might be doing that. So are you close to the border? Are you 200 miles from the border?
I'm right on the St. Lawrence Seaway, and that's the border.
Okay, yeah, the St. Lawrence Seaway. So I guess you would have a Border Patrol presence, and they would be collecting people.
Yeah, all the Canadians trying to swim across the Detroit River. Yeah. I don't think so. It's a little chilly. Is the snow stopped there yet, John, or is it still snowing?
It was still snowing as a while ago. I did make it out today, and I did do some shopping.
All right, good. And I hope you bought a shovel. I had a
wonderful experience with a lady. I was looking to get a pair of gloves.
Yeah.
Because my glove had gotten ruined. My other one, I just had some real small work gloves. And I came in, and I tried to get the littlest one, and the lady paid for it for me.
Gave
me a $25 pair of gloves.
Look at that, so paying God it forward. Her. There you go. Yeah. John the beggar, hello.
Yes. John the beggar got that.
John the beggar, it works. All right. Thank you, John.
Okay, guys. And with that, I'll just say good night to all of you.
All right, John. Good night, John. All right. So this is the fake or real. She gave that an X on the flag.
Yeah, I guess she's claiming that is an AI.
Well, I don't think anyone makes a flag that big. Let's be honest. So I think she's got it right there.
Yeah, but that's inconsequential. I mean, that's obviously a fake flag. Yeah, but it's where they're going to start World War III about any of this stuff. You know, has been
suspended. Suspended. Now, other accounts are actually sharing dated, out of context footage, misrepresenting it. I kind of agree with that.
Pro-government protest. This user on X shared this image, saying that it shows a massive Iranian human wave in the streets of Tehran in support of the supreme leader and in support of the government. However, this image is in fact 6 years old. We can see that same image here, dated in an article from.
So at least she's being useful. This is useful. There's no one is verifying any of this crap, so we may as well just dismiss it all as fake.
And yeah, at the moment, yeah, especially since Elon Musk is supplying us our information.
Yeah,
it's dismissed as all fake.
So we can't trust Elon is the bottom line.
No, I don't trust him. No, ever since he sent that convertible into orbit.
Yeah, that's true.
And he had the live stream. I think it went on for like a year, or like two. Like 18 months, he had that live stream, and you can go and you can see the Tesla in space. And it was like, oh, come on. All you saw was the sunny side of the Earth. It would make a circle, but you would only see the sunny side of the Earth. It's like, do you ever go on the dark side of the Earth ever when you're in orbit? You know, it was a green screen room. Obvious.
Yeah, yeah. So we can't trust him.
No, on many levels. Yeah. And
all right. Well, do you want to go back to your channel and see what else we can talk about? Jim, you anything else you want to bring up from your channel?
Well, I put up, I guess, some interesting videos, but you know, all about different types of things. So it is
a lot. I know you want us to watch that video last week. I don't know if anyone watched it. You were getting mad at us, I think, because we were dismissive of it. But what about any follow-up to the ballroom at the White House? Did that girl do any follow-up?
No, I haven't heard anything from that.
Okay.
the only other thing I can mention is considering that Phil Sight, you know, he puts videos up and people don't even respond to his videos. They just respond to me.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. And I don't understand why Phil allows these people. Well,
I think one of the people are calling you a crisis actor.
Oh, okay. And why am I a crisis actor?
I think they're still going on about that event down there at the Brazilian soccer party.
Okay, so how was I a crisis? How was I a crisis actor there?
Lynn was getting a little bit hysterical.
Can we look at the comment? Where is that, Jim?
Oh, it's
No, but what did I do that made you think I'm a crisis actor?
I think in his mind is because
you were being overrun by Brazilians when in fact it didn't look like you were. I think that's what Lynn's point was.
Yeah, Lynn is the leader.
So
here's the leader of that contingent.
Hold on. So it's either you're gonna believe me, or you weren't there, so you can't believe anybody that has an opinion. I was there. I can tell you what they did. They knocked my brother to the ground. His camera fell. I can tell you that. So you're going to call me a liar?
No, he's not calling you a liar.
Well, Phil, are you going to call me a liar that didn't happen?
Well, I wasn't there, so I don't know what happened.
Phil, I'm a friend of yours. I'm telling you what happened. Okay? Now, you're calling me a drama queen or whatever the hell you want to call me, and I'm telling you exactly what happened.
I wouldn't call you a queen.
Well, no, I'm just saying that there is still the contingent that believes that you were a crisis actor.
Phil, I just explained to you. You just saw a short clip of people running in to us. You didn't see the whole thing. And I'm telling you the whole thing, and you guys don't want to believe me. I'm the crisis actor, and you don't want to believe me.
You mean the guys in his comments? I'm sure.
Whatever, whoever it is, but that's not even the point. My point is this: Phil has a channel. He puts up a lot of interesting videos.
Yes.
People don't even give a shit about Phil's videos. They're just there to lie about me, and Phil allows these people to comment. I wouldn't allow that. If you're going to lie about someone, I'd block them. But Phil just leaves them up there and lets them lie.
Well, I leave it up there for you to respond.
Well, I respond. But Phil, did you see what happened one of the last videos you put up? Here's what I said, okay? I said that I would be happy to do a Zoom with anyone that disagrees with me or whatever I have to say. I'll do a Zoom with you. Okay, you can talk to me about any topic, anything you want to talk to me about, but you got to tell me, you got to use your real name, and it's got to be a video. And this guy that is on your site that's always attacking me has not responded to me. So me, if there was me running your site, I'd block the bastard. But no, you just allow him to lie about me. Okay, yeah. Listen, Phil, I already told you on my site,
Lynn actually shows her face and she goes on camera and so she's not keeping her identity secret. But here's the deal. Lynn, in my opinion, puts too much credence on the brilliant Brazilians were doing nothing wrong. Well, I don't think they were doing nothing wrong. I mean, how come there are so many of them up in Massachusetts? I mean, and celebrating a soccer match. I know for a fact I couldn't go down to Brazil in São Paulo or São Paulo, Brazil, and celebrate the Super Bowl on the street with a bunch of my gringos.
That's the point. Okay, I'm there. I'm in the middle of it all, okay? I'm telling you what happened, and she wants to make a big joke about it like it didn't happen, all right?
Yeah, I mean, whether or not they were doing anything wrong is kind of like not the point. It's like, what the hell are they doing there?
It's Lynn. That's not the point. The point is you got, 500, 1,000 illegal immigrants running around on the street and the cops are doing nothing.
That's the point. Illegal or not is beside the point. I think that anybody who's gained legal status has done so under a corrupt regime. And so it's all null and void. And right. I mean, in Brazil, if I went down to Brazil and bought a home somewhere, and they would look at me and they would say, "Hey, look, gringo, I don't know who you bought this house from, but it's time for you to go." And it's right. Like, you know, it's like I couldn't go back to any kind of law or anything from Brazilian. I couldn't go to the Constitution of Brazil. You know, if they tell me to go, it's time to go, you know, but that is somehow that doesn't happen in America. And in America, well, it's right. Like, oh,
America is a melting pot.
Well, right. Exactly. And so, but that was never written in the Constitution. In fact, I think right after 1776, they had the Immigration Act, which was actually very racist in who they said could immigrate. And in today's standards, it was racist. But you see, remember back in 1776, they hadn't invented the word racist yet. And so became invented later on, like around Abraham Lincoln's time. And they didn't have the word racist back in those days. And so it was very different. Here, this is what the Confederates fought against. Who's going to rule this country? Is it going to be the white man or is it going to be the melting pot? And that's what the Confederates were fighting for. They weren't fighting to continue slavery. They were fighting to secede from the Union so that they could have their own
currency,
European country. They could have their own European society.
I thought they were eschewing the king and the Europeans. They wanted freedom, so I don't know if that's true either, but it doesn't matter because it's an hour up and we got to get going because you know, I got to get up early and
travel
the driveway tomorrow.
Just check
the radar.
Shoveling that snow.
No, I appreciate that. Well, you're under the palm trees and and Jim is swaying in the breeze in his shorts and his walk and talk.
Not today. It's going to be 30 degrees tomorrow.
And it's going to be minus 30 here. So, it's cold. Yeah. Anyone who wants to join in the show next week, shortfake.com/restream, you can just join on in. And if anyone wants me to highlight their work on fakery and fakeology like Makaria, just send me the link and I'll play it on the show. No problem. And Dennis, you're not very funny tonight, your name is. You better get better writers.
Yeah, Dennis is trying to be funny again.
He's trying to be funny. It's not working. Keep your comedy in the comment section. Is that guy still on your comments, Jim? Ace 80? I think
he comments. Yeah.
So I think he's your. Phil says he's the comedian tonight, under a different name.
Yeah.
Well, He's the one that spread that stupid rumor about Lynn having, relationship with Phil. Okay. And I couldn't understand why he would do that. I mean, Phil,
he's trying to be controversial, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I thought that was really, Phil, I guess you have a good sense of humor because that didn't bother you, but it bothered me because why would you say something like that? That someone's having sex with another woman.
You would talk about it, and guess what? It worked.
Well, no, I get it. But he's the one that spread that stupid rumor.
Yeah, it is kind of funny, but not really. It's juvenile humor. Step up your game. This is a mature audience. We don't want elementary school humor. We want something intelligent that we have to think about. So give it a rest. Ace 80.
Yeah, good talk.
Yeah, smarten up and up your game. All right, thanks, Fake Nukes Phil. Phil at fakeologist.com. Jim Rizzoli is at mrtapman@gmail.com. And he's got his walk and talk every single day, including holidays, for an hour. I can't believe the output. Amazing. It's amazing, the output from Jim and Diane down there in East Texas. So go check it out if you want to hear a guy. You just riff for almost an hour every day. It's amazing, right off the top of your head. Not too many times.
Thank you.
Can do that. So thank you, Jim. Thank you, Phil. And we'll see everyone next time.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. And next tomorrow, I don't know who's going to be here. I guess it'll be an ounce of salt per day. And whoever else can join in, we'll take your calls. Thanks to John the Beggar. Thanks to Rick. Thanks to Lucas. Thanks to Willard. And there was one more that I can't remember. Thanks to Eric for trying to get in. And I think there was one more person that called, and I can't quite remember who it was. But if it wasn't, well, thank you. Thanks for joining, and we will see you tomorrow if you can get through the snow. Over and out. Take care.